I had a dream last night that I was 15 again. That's when I was right on the cusp of starting at a new school, the Interlochen Arts Academy. I really did go there for the final 2 years of high school, but sadly, not while possessing the wisdom I possess today. Haven't we all had those dreams, where we get a second chance and a do-over? From my perspective as a middle-aged woman, it's divine to imagine. Who might I have been at a place like that, where all I needed to focus on was music and academics, and cross-country skiing and Saturday night dance parties? What would have mattered to me, and what would not have mattered to me? As I slowly heal from a radical surgery to save my life and secure my future, there's so much that swirls in my head about what illness can teach us in a life full of hard edges and one not meant to last. It's funny that in the weeks before surgery, as I attempted to get my body and spirit as fit as possible for the struggle ahead, I hiked, biked, swam, paddled, and climbed as fast and hard as I could. I did it mostly in an attempt to outrun the rage and absolute terror of my predicament. Now, taking my first intentional steps outside, slow and careful, the purity of my reality surrounds me and can't be avoided. You're listening to Blissful Hiker Podcast. I'm Allison Young, the solo, female, middle-aged, titanium-reinforced, long-distance backpacker, blissful hiker. The podcast is a series of personal essays I call audio narratives. They couple storytelling, found sound, and my own flute playing as I explore a journey of self-discovery where I share the sometimes unglamorous but vital truth about empowerment. We're badass people, and we don't need permission to blaze our own trails in this journey we call life. If you enjoy these podcasts, you can support them through Patreon. There's a link in the show notes or at blissfulhikerpodcast.com. It has not been the easiest of 2 weeks since my bilateral mastectomy. I've been nauseated, exhausted, and in pain, teary, overwhelmed, unable to sleep, and all the while draining massive amounts of black goo from one side that swelled up like a bruised Hulk Hogan. Still, each day has brought progress and the realization of just how fortunate I am. This cancer was caught in microscopic form, and how brave to have quickly just gone for it and sought out a full-on amputation so I could be over and done with this nightmare. In a recent interview with one of America's most prolific writers, Joyce Carol Oates, the 85-year-old author speaks about aging, mortality, and loss. Loss is the human experience that creeps up on us until we suddenly realize it's our experience. When that starts to happen to you, she admits, it is quite stunning. To be sick and out of control is certainly part of being human, and as you can imagine, frightening and agonizing for someone like me who celebrates her health. Cancer was, for me, falling to the knees humbling. So many people have supported me, and they've said, I'm courageous and badass, I'm determined and fierce, I'm inspiring and positive. Thanks, everybody who said that. But you know, the truth is, more often than not, I'm not any of those things. I linger in the world of despair and negativity. I spend most of my time attempting to live up to those ideals. Let's be honest, not all of life is hopeful. Not all of life is a heroic story of overcoming things. Struggle with the existential is part of the human experience, too. Still, I don't get completely lost in that struggle. Movement and nature exert their gravitational pull on me, flinging me closer to the person that I want to be, even if it's just sauntering around the same neighborhood blocks day after day to rebuild my strength and endurance. When things get tough, we develop cognitive endurance. The crappy stuff of life without ready answers or solutions become initiations. They're so unwanted and unbidden, but they offer up distinct boundaries that pose a question. Who will you choose to be going forward? I think that's the message inside that do-over dream I mentioned at the outset of this episode. Who will I be and what will things look like as this ordeal fades into my past? Is it possible to simplify and filter out what matters? Can I live mindfully and at the same time with audacity? Can my life have meaning beyond suffering? One of my favorite actors, Julian Sands, also loved to hike. You remember him. He was the love interest George Emerson in A Room with a View. Floppy hair, deep thoughts, and pushing the boundaries of decorum to convince Lucy Honeychurch to live the life that she was meant to live. Last winter, during a storm, Julian Sands vanished into the mountains near his home in Los Angeles. In reading his obituary, I was so taken by how he described his love of walking in beautiful natural settings. Julian Sands pointed out that people who didn't climb mountains assumed it was all about a great heroic sprint to the summit and patting their ego. But actually, it's the reverse, he said. It's about supplication and sacrifice and humility when you go to these mountains. It's not so much a celebration of oneself, but the eradication of one's self-consciousness. And so on these walks, you lose yourself. You become a vessel of energy and harmony, hopefully with your environment. Aren't those incredible words? I definitely want to be myself after this ordeal is over. I want to heal. I want to go on. I want everything to be back to normal as soon as possible. But eradicating self-consciousness and becoming something bigger than my imperfect mortal self sounds a whole lot better. Blissful Hiker Podcast is on all podcast platforms, and thanks so much for listening and coming along with me on this journey. I'd love to know where you're listening from. You can drop me a line anytime at blissfulhikerpodcast.com. And also at the website, you can listen to more episodes of the podcast, see pictures of trails I've walked, and read more. blissfulhikerpodcast.com. Next week, the healing trail continues. And it's so cool because I had the best surgeon. She tells me, get over yourself, put on your backpack, and start training. She knows me better than I know myself. Until next week, my friends, kia kaha and happy trails.
Look at her go. She's cruising.